Greetings, friends. Today we shall speak a little bit about parenthood in your society, the various ideas that surround what it means to be a mother, a father, or some other parent figure, what it means to be a child, and how that relates to the adults who are caring for the child. You see, it is not as simple as many of you would wish or many of you would like to imagine. For you see, there are very different circumstances in almost every family. There are the so-called traditional families that include a mother and a father and one or more children who remain as a group for a period of time until the children are adults and on their own. But there are many different types of families as well. There are those where perhaps one parent is a biological parent and the other parent is not. There are circumstances where children are raised by others than their biological parents. And the list goes on, as you can imagine, from your own experiences and from acquaintances and people that you know. And so there is truly no right way or wrong way. But nevertheless, your society imprints certain ideas upon the adults who would have children, particularly the women. It is still the role of the mother to nurture her child. It is the role of the mother to ensure that children receive the guidance and support that they need until they can reach an age of self-sufficiency. And even so, there are instances where the mother perhaps is unable to fulfill that role, or perhaps is unwilling to fulfill that role, or even more frequently when the role of the mother is not in the traditional sense. Perhaps it is the role of the mother in those instances to give birth to children, to nurture them for a short period, perhaps weaning them on her milk or whatever else is necessary, and then she steps into the background. That does not make her a bad person. That does not mean that she is necessarily in some way negligent of her duties. For what most people, most humans, will not ever know are the underlying circumstances. What is the reasoning or the reason behind certain actions? You see, there are karmic reasons. There are soul contract reasons. There are other reasons as well, sometimes that have nothing to do with the previous we mentioned, but certainly simply come out of circumstances, so that suddenly a family finds itself in circumstances unable to care for a child, or otherwise unable to do what would be expected of them. And there should be no judgment involved. You see, it is not possible to know what is happening, as you would say, behind the scenes. Let us return to the traditional motherhood, or perhaps the non-traditional motherhood. You see, in many cases upon your world now, there is an evolution occurring for an equality between the sexes, the genders, between men and women. And therefore, there are many women who feel, and perhaps rightfully so, that they should be given the same circumstances or opportunities as men have. And traditionally, many of these opportunities have been stilted by the fact that they are responsible for raising children, so that they are with their child or children as the father or the male goes off and does something else. And in your traditional families, it has been accepted that the male will perhaps earn the money to support the family as the female cares for the young. And nevertheless, in your current times, frequently, that is not possible. The female must also work. And therefore, she has a double duty. She must do her job, and she must also care for the children. Now, naturally, there are many families that still have both parents living with their children, where the father also equally takes his time and gives his energy, emotional and other, to the children. And in those circumstances, things seem to work out. But also within your society these days, there are many, many instances where children no longer have their both biological parents. They might have one biological parent and perhaps some other adult who is playing or filling the role of the second parent. Sometimes there are multiple parents. Sometimes the grandparents are the ones raising the children. And the list is truly endless, as you know from your experiences. And so, what is it that defines motherhood in these instances or in all instances? You see, it is easy to define motherhood as the person who gives birth to a child. That is accepted. That is a biological necessity for children upon your world to be born, to come through the womb of a woman. And yet after that, it gets a little bit nebulous. Granted, if the woman so chooses, she will feed the child with her breast milk. She will also nurture the child in other ways. But at some point, you see, there is the opportunity for others to step in as well, to nurture the children, to love the children, to care for the children, thus freeing up the woman's responsibilities. Now, many women instinctually will wish to continue to be in that nurturing role to their child. That is something that they are born to, and it is something that is difficult to avoid. And yet there are also other women who feel that they wish to have more of a life of their own, that they do not want to be tied to the child care. They do not wish to be tied to certain activities associated with raising children. And does that make them bad people? We would say, no, it does not. That simply means that other arrangements have to be come across or arranged. And so many women now will choose to actually share the burden of childhood with other female friends, or perhaps in situations where they are no longer with the biological father, perhaps also a second spouse or partner of the father will step in and become more of a mother figure. And those have always been options in your societies. Historically, sometimes they have played important roles. And so it is also today that women have more of a choice. And yet there is still a shaming involved. There is still the idea that if a woman chooses to distance herself from her biological children, that somehow she is a bad person. And we will tell you now that is not normally the case. As we have said, there are undermining instances where such a decision is necessary for someone's growth, for someone's experiences, for someone's life lessons, perhaps the children's, perhaps the mother's, or someone else's, perhaps the father's. Perhaps the father needs to take a much larger role in the upbringing of the child for whatever reason is necessary for his growth. And so the circumstances are many and are varied. And for that reason also, we urge you never to judge what you see. It is always a very personal choice. Now, we would address those women who feel that they do wish to step away from being mothers. And it is something that is very difficult, we understand, for there is the instinctual that comes into play where they simply feel that they cannot do that. And there are also other factors. For instance, some women feel that if they abandon their children, and we do not mean that they would abandon them completely, but if they step away from the child's upbringing, that they are somehow being bad women or bad people or certainly bad mothers. And you see, those types of thoughts need to be eradicated, for they do not serve a purpose. It is more important for one to understand that there are many different ways that parenthood can be expressed. There are many different ways that childhood and adulthood relate to each other. And so also it is with the different circumstances upon your world. And so we would leave you with the thought that when you encounter someone who is not in a traditional family role or relationship, that you allow them to explore whatever it is that they need to do in their lives. And you also realize that the children, in spite of their young biological age, are perhaps old souls who are also choosing to experience childhood in a different manner. And all of these come into play in your world as you move through the current times and into the future times. Much more of this will become prevalent as things shift, as energies and different, shall we say, tumultuous events might or might not occur upon your world. Then the family will survive, but it will survive if it is flexible, if the family is able to contribute in its own way to the development of themselves, rather than relying upon traditional ideas, that it truly evolve in the way that each of the members of the family were planning to or were expecting to in their birth contracts and in their soul contracts. And now we will leave you, bidding you good day.